Greetings, members and friends, and welcome to another commentary and preview to this Sunday study of the Word. This Sunday study text is entitled, God's Restored People Shall Prosper, and it is based on Isaiah chapter 49, verses 18 through 23. The prophet Isaiah in this study passage personifies the place where God's people once were, and they are now returning. Beginning with verse 18, Isaiah is asking someone to look up and see. Who is this with eyes being asked to see? It is someone with children, and he wants this someone to observe his children gathering and coming to it. There are some references to this, the name of this place as Zion or Israel or Judah or Jerusalem. Whatever the name, it is the place where God's people have come together. These people are special, like ornaments, those worn on a wedding day or a special garment. In the next verse, there is a veiled reference to Israel, the physical place God's chosen people and nation inhabited. After their downfall and conquest, the land fell into desolation and despair and ruin. But the returning number of God's children will overrun the previous physical space the nation provided. Not only that, but those who once threatened Israel will no longer be a problem. In verse 20, the prophet makes a reference to the children who were born while the land or place of God's people was empty, or as the prophet described, bereaved. These children to recognize that the former borders of Israel or the place of God's people are too small to house all of them. They say to the place of God's people, make room for us. Then God's place will answer with a question. It wants to know, where did all these children come from? The place acknowledges that it didn't make them, for it was barren and desolate of children. Then God answers by saying he is responsible for the flood of children coming into the land. He will lift up a banner and signal to all nations to come. They will come, bringing their children with them to the place of his people. In the final verse 23 of the study, there will be people of honor who will serve to nurture and take care of the children who will come to God's place. These will be those who recognize the authority of God and serve his people. When this comes to pass, God said you, meaning everyone, will know, and especially his people, that those who wait on him will not be ashamed or disappointed. In summary, this is another prophecy of God's universal salvation to all people beyond Israel, the place of God's people, the land of Canaan that God promised Abraham to give to his descendants, has become larger than the physical space. Nor is God's place no longer limited to its borders. But as Jesus said in John 4, that a time is coming when the worship of the Father will not necessitate a physical place. But the true worshipers will worship God in spirit and in truth. This is what this study is referring to. Those who will hear and heed the call of God to become his children from all over the world and from every nation and people. They don't have to be concerned with the threats of other nations, because no nation can conquer the soul and spirit and faith of God's people. These are tough times right now because of the rise of idolatry, not only here in the United States, but everywhere. People are being misled into substituting and placing love and devotion to nation, race, property, and other things for the love of the truth and our neighbors as ourselves. Somehow, we who still love the Lord over people, country, race, and everything else must rely on the Lord to help us lift up His banner and signal to the people to come to His place. If we lift up Jesus the way He should be lifted, then He will do the drawing of God's people to Himself and God's place. Well, be sure to look over the study again and come prepared to offer your comments, questions, and perspective on the meaning of the study. If you can't attend your own Sunday school class this Sunday, you can join us live and online at 9 o'clock a.m. at our website and clicking our online services link. You can also join us live by dialing 508-924-2890. If you have any comments or questions, be sure to place them in the comments section or share them on Sunday. So let's all have a great lesson and discussion this Sunday, and remember to fear God and keep His commandments.